A couple of things stood out in the presentation of the toxicity of the CO8. One of them was that there was no substantial increase in the toxicity. And one that was particularly interesting to me was the drop in the thrombocytopenia among the patients who were actually receiving the bevacizumab with chemotherapy. And there are some interesting hypotheses that have been circulating on why do you have this apparent protective effect of bevacizumab on platelet count.
Such as?
Well, all these are hypotheses that will need to be confirmed in the future, but one of the things that we have known for a while is that when you use oxaliplatin, you have sinusoidal dilatation in the liver, and now it has become clear that this may have some additional impact on the patient's physiology. For example, we were able at the last ASCO to present data generated at MD Anderson in which we show that patients who are exposed to oxaliplatin tend to have splenomegaly. And the splenomegaly could result on thrombocytopenia. Again, this is not proven beyond doubt, but we have strong pieces of the puzzle and we just need to put them together now. We have also been exposed to data in this last ASCO showing that bevacizumab seems to protect the liver against this sinusoidal dilatation. And one could make the jump thinking that if bevacizumab is protecting the liver, perhaps could be protecting the spleen. And if you don't have splenomegaly, you will have less thrombocytopenia in the longer run. It would be important to separate this thrombocytopenia from the acute thrombocytopenia that's caused by the direct exposure of the bone marrow to the agent, as well as to the rare but certainly reported thrombocytopenia that's caused by an autoimmune process with formation of antibodies that are cross-reactant with the platelets. This occasionally happens, but we do have also this thrombocytopenia that seems to be associated with splenomegaly, and this is the long-term thrombocytopenia that's seen with the use of oxaliplatin. Again, those are theories, but they do have some strong evidence, and we hope to do some work to try to prove this.